Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check. A. Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check, good. Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3.
I got a, bad news. We gotta move this. Hot mic. We gotta move this.
Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check. Testing, testing, mic check, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, mic check.
Everybody stick with their
mic. Got you.
Thank you.
I take this fast.
Very unsure.
That's all I want to know.
Otherwise,
I saw it there.
McCarthy just took the chicken shit. And when he went up and he voted no, so he got all this power to follow him and said they're going to get the heat for the thing that they had to
I'm going to go to the
thanks for all the hard work and congratulations to you, babe. All right, talk to you.
Thank you. saying 1.5.
1.5.
That's what he said his number was. That's on probation.
I don't know.
I don't think we'll ever get a framework on that.
Well, I don't know if they can push it up. Maybe push it up to 2.
I know, you know, I can see us getting something over 2. I can't sit on anything with a 3 in front of us or a 1 in front of us. They can be 2, 1, 2, 9, but I think it got to be 2.
Yeah. Okay. Thirty-four Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
34 Republicans voted with us. Is Brenda not coming? We're holding you to it.
Don't hold your breath.
Nothing else more online.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I really am so excited to be here to say that because of the great work of our distinguished chair of the Appropriations Committee and her cardinals, that's what they're called, cardinals, when you are chair of the Subcommittee of Appropriation, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. Thank you, Congresswoman DeLauro. Mr. Whip, thank you for honoring us with your presence. Mr. Clyburn and I and Mr. Hoyer are all appropriators. So this is where we feel at home. It's our culture. It's where we work almost always in a bipartisan way for the good of the American people. We did get some bipartisanship today, certainly in the Senate, some here. So thank you, Congresswoman DeLauro, Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur, Congressman Sanford Bishop, Congresswoman Lucille Ward-Allard, Congresswoman Barbara Madam Chair, Mr. Chairman, Chair Barbara Lee, Brenda Lawrence, thank you for waiting us, Madam Chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Again, Mr. Chair and Mr. Clyburn, we feel very comfortable in this meeting, but thank you, Rosa DeLauro. It was a masterful feat. And as I said on the floor, this is about honoring our preamble to the Constitution. It talks about establishing justice, ensuring domestic tranquility, providing for the common defense, the general welfare, and the blessings of liberty. And each of these subcommittees do just exactly that. And with this continuing resolution, we not only keep government open, keep checks flowing to our veterans and Social Security recipients and the rest, but it's about, again, whether it's science at the National Institutes of Health, the education of our children, the protection of our environment. It's just a remarkable thing to think of all the things that we can do working together for the people. This comes at a especially sad time for us because of the destruction of Ida, and Madam Chair DeLauro was very much in the lead, working and putting together a bill in a very bipartisan way to help meet the needs. One of the fastest turnarounds in disaster occurrences, and people have told us that who are waiting for their receiving these funds. This is quite remarkable. Hurricane Ida, its victims, other disasters eagerly await this bill, and also to meet the needs of the evacuees from Afghanistan. Some of us are particularly concerned about the women of Afghanistan, but they and their families needed some of our assistance in this regard to help communities help them. For these and other reasons, we are very, very proud of this legislation, and I now have the honor of signing it, and when I do, it will then go to the President of the United States for his signature. Thank you. Exciting to keep government open. Thank you. Ms. Clyburn? Having these cardinals, Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence is the vice chair of the Appropriations. That's a wonderful honor. Thank you, dear. Congratulations. I don't know what to tell anybody until the last one. You have to go down. Mr. Clyburn?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.